Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and this is Professor Greg Stevens. Praise God. And this, hallelujah. Those of you in the audience today, how many of you are partners? Everybody. Thank you, Jesus. That's good. Praise God. And that's what this the rest of this week and all next week is about: covenant partners. And as I said earlier, back in the very beginning days, when my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, threw his Bible at me, he said, the night before, we were in Palm Springs there at his home. He said, in the morning, we're going to get up, and I want you to help me write my partner letter.
Yes, sir.
So we were in his study about 8 o'clock, a little bit before. And he picked up his Bible and he said, "What is this?" And I said, "Well, it's the Word of God." He said, "What is this?" I didn't know how to answer. He threw it at me, hit me in the chest. Letters!
Yes, sir.
And they're just as anointed as they were the day they were written.
Amen.
Well, then he talked about in the first partner service that I was in, which had been long before that, about what we're talking about, David at Ziklag.
Yeah.
And he talked about the men that he left behind at that torrential river, Besor. Mm-hmm. And all of the cattle and all that, those were precious. That was their quartermaster. That was their food. And then the men that they were with got, they said, no. We're not going to share with these guys. No, David said, oh, yeah, you are too. They're going to part and part alike, because it's the Lord that gave them into our hands. And I'm just paraphrasing here.
Sure.
And it became an ordinance and decree, I think it says, in all of Israel from that day till this. And when I got home from that first partner meeting, and I said, "Gloria, we're partners with Oral Roberts for $10 a month." She said, "Where are we ever going to get $10
right,
a month?"
Yeah.
So, so I realized she hadn't heard the message. And so I said, "Sit down here, girl." And so I preached it just the best I could, word for word, which was pretty close because I'd just been there. And my closing line was, "Gloria, we can have Oral Roberts' anointing for $10 a month."
Glory to God.
And I didn't realize the impact of that back then.
And you've had it.
Yeah, I've had, and it's still in my life.
Yes, sir.
And that healing anointing.
Yes.
Now, I want to say this, too. My covenant partner, Gloria, in the healing ministry, has that same anointing on her today.
Yes.
Now, just a few days ago, one of our security men was having a lot of pain in his lower abdomen, and they had they said, "Well, we need to go in there and take out, you know, most of your colon."
Mm.
Well, he wasn't liking that, so. He and Mike Leeper came over to our house, and we were there in my study, and he was sitting on a chair there. I laid my hands on his head, and Gloria just put her hands right in that same area. Mm. Now, when they got in there, they found two hernias They fixed that, and they only took out such a small amount.
Glory to God.
Of that it's a non-issue.
It's a non-issue.
Now listen to what he said. He told Mike, he said, I knew it. I knew good and well. Mm-hmm. Because when Sister Gloria laid her hands on me, I felt something shoot through my body. Mm.
Praise God.
Now, see, that's that healing anointing.
Yes. Yes.
And he physically felt it. He said, I knew I had it. Amen. I knew I had it.
Amen. You activated that.
Yes.
For $10 a month.
For $10 a month.
Praise God.
Yeah, that's right.
Think about that.
Yes.
All that time back, you activated that at $10 a month. It was in her. That's a calling on her life. But your covenant response, like David, Abraham, I raised my hand. He activated it.
Yes.
That's what you do.
That's what you do.
You activate it.
Becoming covenant-minded,
yes,
all the time.
Yes,
you,
sir,
think about that all the time. And you, well, he said that. Then, you know.
She doesn't have to think about that healing anointing. It's there.
It's there.
Right.
And whatever Jesus said, our wonderful partner in Nigeria, David Oyedepo. Mm. He said this to me. He said, I had no trouble with healing. I had no trouble with, but with prosperity, I had trouble. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he said, I just put myself away.
Choir of the Lord.
And he was reading, he said, I was reading Mama Gloria's book, God's Will is Prosperity. Now listen to what he said. He said, looking me right in the face, he said, I realize prosperity is a covenant.
That's it.
And then he said, Brother Copeland, everything Jesus said is a covenant. This is an African man.
He understands it.
He understands,
yes,
covenant. And it is very, very strong in his being all the time. And so that church went from, it just kept growing and doubling and growing, and they because he's a covenant man. And they finally went out into the bush. He didn't want to go out there that far. Mm-hmm. And so one of his sons, I think it was David, said, well, let's just humor these people because they won't take us out to show us any more property. But his church kept growing at such a fast rate. He's a covenant man. Mm. And they got out there and the Lord said, this is it. And it started with 500 acres. The first time we went there, it was 8,000 or 2,000 acres. Then the next time we went there, it was something like 16,000 acres, and it became a city.
Wow.
And the largest church in the world. And he has to have 5 services on Sunday, and you can cram 54,000 in there. And there's that many people outside because of his covenant with Jesus.
That's right.
Then someone said to him, you mean you're preaching that American prosperity gospel? He said, no. Jesus was not born in America.
That's right. And here's the thing. The Lord's not going to force that on you. You have to. He didn't force him to go read the prosperity books and to learn that this is a covenant. He's not going to force that on you. He didn't force you to become a partner. But when you were willing and obedient to do that, to be a partner, to hook up. See, in Genesis, he said, he created them and gave them dominion That hadn't changed. That has not changed one single bit. We're joined to Him. And when I have joined with Him, with Jesus, and I partner with a ministry that won't compromise that covenant,
yes,
then my effectiveness increases in dominion, in the area of dominion that I'm called to. Brother Copeland, I was a preacher. Man, I loved preachers. I grew up, you know, I was a Pentecostal kid. I grew up with preachers. If you're not mad, you're not preaching. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. And they were spitting cotton. And I mean, that, you know, that's what I wanted to be. That's what, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. I thought that's where you were anointed. And everything was about me was being this preacher. And God began doing something in me. And I had an encounter with Him that's just really special. But He changed my calling and said, now I'm going to give you the calling that you were always, you know, that you were supposed to walk into. And the gift and the ministry of the teacher is going to come upon you. And I said, I don't want that. Teachers are boring. I don't want to be a teacher. I want to be a preacher. And for the longest time, going to our church was horrible for a period of a few months till I came back and said, Father, forgive me.
Yes.
Forgive me in my arrogance. And it changed overnight. And all of a sudden, things became alive to me. And I'm now walking in. And it began at a minister's conference here on this ministry. And I was here. We're sitting in the back of the room over there at the EMIC auditorium. And I heard in my spirit, one of these days, you will teach from right there. I'm like, I'll stop.
This is when you were pastoring in San Diego.
In San Diego. I thought, I'm not teaching from right there. That's just, you know, that's the enemy just trying to build you up in pride. Just let it go and let it go and let it go. And when I accepted that teacher's anointing, all of a sudden the Word became alive. I got hungry again. I started studying Hebrew again. I started studying the things. And now, I'll never forget the first day that I was invited to stand right there on that carpet and teach. That came back to me as soon as that day. But it wasn't forced upon me.
Mm-mm.
I had to receive it.
That's right.
And that's the way you are. The God has called you to partner, well, with this ministry. He didn't tell me to say this. He's called you to partner with this ministry. You're going to have to receive that anointing. Because look what it did for you in glory when you mm-hmm. became a partner with Oral Roberts. That man's belly was healed because of that.
That's right.
Because of your obedience a long time ago, that man's belly was healed.
We were in Venezuela. I came back to the hotel. And this young man came up and was walking with me towards the elevator. And he said, Brother Copeland, he's a my little boy, mi hijo, my little son. He's very sick. And he said, okay, I know what to do. I am a partner.
Yes.
With Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland. And so, I have the same anointing on me that they have on them.
Yes.
And he says, so, Brother Copeland, I lay my hands on my boy, mi hijo. I'm going to heal him.
Yes.
But he said, of course he healed him.
Yes.
Aren't you partner?
That's right. You can expect that
he
same
took
anointing.
Advantage of that.
Even the guys who stayed behind at the brook, because they're covenant, they're of David, they're part of the troop, they receive the blessing.
A young woman, this was years ago, in Dallas, at a signal line, stepped off the curb to walk across the street. And she twisted her ankle and it popped.
Mm.
She said the pain was just excruciating. And she said, I knew I had broken something. But she said, no, devil, you can't do this to me. I'm a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their ministry. So I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And she just straightened up and just hobbled across that street And by the time she got to the other side of the street, she was completely healed.
And it wasn't faith in you.
No.
It was faith in Jesus in you.
Yeah.
Follow me, Paul said, as I follow Christ. It's that covenant relationship. Then I can demand and expect the anointing that's in this because I've activated it. I activate it every month. I can expect that anointing to be there because I keep that activated. I keep my faith on it. We pray over it, Brother Copeland. We pray for you guys. We pray over that every single month when it comes in here.
Praise God.
That it will be multiplied to you and multiplied to us because based upon this right here, whether I'm on the front line or not, I receive.
Well, when you go to the book of Philippians.
Yes, sir.
The 4th chapter, 13th verse.
Yes, sir.
I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Notwithstanding you have well done that you did communicate with. Now, he had already in this first chapter of Philippians.
Mm-hmm.
Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Now listen to this. Every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship. Now, Luke 5:7, that same Greek word was translated partners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Peter called his partners in the fishing business.
Yes.
So, then he says, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me or joined with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only.
Mm.
For even in Thessaloniki today.
Yes, right.
And my granddaughter lives there.
Has ministry.
Yeah, she, and when she brought two of the family that she married into, and she said, Papa, I want you to meet 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
That's funny.
Yes. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. Listen now. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God
shall supply.
Shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Now, Greg,
mm-hmm.
he could have said, God will supply all your need. This is an apostle.
Yes.
That church was the only one that partnered with him and continued to support him.
That's right.
And he said, my God shall meet all your needs according to his riches and glory.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Oh, come on. I receive
that. My God.
Yes.
And you are supporting an apostle.
Yes.
Yes.
And a prophet.
So my God, an apostle, will meet your needs
yes.
on the level of an apostle.
I receive it.
Now, Jesus said, if you receive a prophet because he is a prophet, you shall receive a prophet's reward. That's the same thing. You partner with a prophet because he is a prophet, then you receive the prophet's reward.
That's right. And I like this, what it says right there in verse 17. I desire fruit that may abound to your account.
Your account. Now, what did Jesus say? He said, lay not up treasures for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But lay up treasures in heaven where nobody can steal it.
That's right.
And that's what partners do every month. And you can call for it.
I love it.
You can call for it.
Yes, sir. You can make a demand on it.
Yes, you can.
Because you're making
a
demand.
And you should. You should make
it. Yes, sir.
I had a very close friend of mine. I've known him for many years. He said, now, I give to God because I love him. And I just don't demand anything from him. Mm. Now, Jesus likened it to the sower sowing seed. So you're going to sow into your field and just say, well, I'm just not going to demand a harvest. I'll just sleep late and let it die in the field. That's criminal.
It is.
I sow because I love God. But I sow where I'm instructed to sow. And because he said so, then I can make a covenant demand on my heavenly account.
That's right.
Particularly when it isn't looking too hot right at the time.
That's right.
Amen.
In anything. The man with his stomach, whatever it is, I can draw on that anointing that's on you because I have partnered into that anointing. In other words, like I mentioned earlier this week, there was no covering. Samuel was gone. And David's trying to figure out what he's going to do on his own, and he didn't have that covering. But you have that covering now. You're part of the Lord Jesus Christ's body, but you have that apostle anointing, prophet anointing, mm-hmm. that healing anointing mm-hmm. with the glory. I can draw on that because I've sown into it. Therefore, I can expect to reap a harvest from it.
I have sown my seed.
Yes, sir.
How much time do you say we had, Tim?
We don't have any time.
we can go here tomorrow.
We'll get it tomorrow.
This is fun, isn't it?
It's a blast.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.